our school John Moffitt. And every day we're proud to say the name of our school, John Moffitt.
Hello and welcome to
the Moffitt Tower Film Season 4, Episode 1.
I am Rinas.
And I'm Tomas.
Today we have a special guest, Ms. Chantal Victoria, author of JJ.
Welcome, Ms. Victoria, and thank you for being a part of the Moffitt Tower Film.
Members of our podcast club and our Nature STEM club will all our questions for you today. Before we start talking about your book J&J and the importance of clean drinkable water, will you share your background? Where were you born? Where did you grow up? And how did that influence your educational choices?
Thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
How's the volume? Okay, perfect. All right, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I am Liberian American, but a Philadelphia native. I also happen to have British nationality as well because I've been living in the UK for the past 10 years, but I am really just a Philly girl. I went to school, I did all my school in Philadelphia public schooling from elementary, middle, and high school. For elementary school, I went to S. Ware Mitchell School in Southwest Philadelphia. And then I went to Cassidy Elementary School for 1 year. And then I went to Bieber Middle School. And then for high school, I graduated from University City High School in University City. So the second part of your question is about like what motivated me to write this book, is that correct? So there's two things that motivated me to write the book. One, because I attended Philadelphia Public School, when I was in high school, there was a lead problem in the water. And so we weren't allowed to drink from the water fountain because of the lead. So all throughout high school, from 9th to 12th grade, we had signs all over the water fountain saying, can't drink lead. And so that was some of that, I think that's where that kind of initiated. And then my parents are from Liberia, West Africa, same place where John Jay is from, and that's how I was inspired to set the story in Liberia. When I used to come, Liberia had a civil war, 14 years. And so once the civil war was over and I used to come and visit, I would see children collecting water for their households. And so that sort of inspired me to tell the story. So it's both for me growing up in Philadelphia and being in the United States, which is the richest country in the world, but some of the citizens don't have access to clean water. And that was between the years of 1999 and 2003. But I'm sure that there's still problems going on now in some of the public schools.
Your website, Chantal, has a short biography of you. We learned that you hold a master's degree in environmental management from the University of Pennsylvania and a bachelor's degree in English and political science. You report, of course, from Seton Hall University.
Seton Hall.
You are also pursuing a PhD in geography. What attracted you to the fields of study?
What attracted me to study all those things? Well, actually, when I started undergrad at Seton Hall University, I did a degree in English literature and political science. They're two separate majors, but I did them at the same time. So back then, I wanted to go to law school. And so that's why I initially decided to do to study those majors. And English literature has always been one of my favorite subjects. I also like government things, so I thought, let me focus on that, and then I would go to law school. But then afterwards, when I graduated university, I moved to Washington, D.C., and I started to work for the American Bar Association and doing some research there. And so I did that for a few years before, in some of the work that I was doing in Liberia while working at the American Bar Association World Justice Project influenced me to want to get into the environment. So, again, I started to go back to Liberia and seeing the water issues. And so I decided to go to U10 for my master's because they had a global water program that went along with the natural resource management, and so I was attracted to do that. So I went, did my master's, and then thereafter I moved straight to London in England. I worked in research and corporate for a while, and then decided that I would go and get a PhD in geography, focusing on water research. So that's the program that I'm in now. I'm doing my PhD, studying water issues in Liberia and other countries like Liberia that have experienced war. But I'm looking specifically at how different genders experience war. So specifically on women and how we can sort of have like environmental peace building. In short, that just means that people work together to maintain peace when they use shared resources like water and land. Does that answer your question?
Hello. The difficulty, effort, and time it took to earn your degrees. What is your experience in currently earning your PhD?
The difficulties that I'm experiencing earning my PhD, is that the question? Yeah? Okay. So one of the challenges in doing research and earning a PhD is different from any other degree because you're essentially an independent student. So you have to manage your own time. You have to make final decisions. It's the first time where you don't have an instructor telling you what to do and examining you the same way that you're used to being taking tests and being examined in your classroom. So the challenges is trying to manage your time, trying to make the right decisions to advance your research, and also, to be honest, trying to get enough funding to support yourself while going to school. So those are some of the challenges that I experienced while doing my PhD.
Moving on to your book, why did you write the book John Jay? And was there a struggle in deciding how to tell the story?
Oh, well, yeah, actually, so because of water issues are such a heavy topic, right? I hope it came off to you guys as well, but I was trying to make sure that the book was funny and easier to digest the topic. So I had many different drafts, but the idea was to try to make it relatable to students, not just in Liberia, but students abroad. So if you will notice, John Jay is not much different than your experience, except that she collects water, right? Like, she plays with her friends, she has favorite foods, she like hangs out outside and things like that. And takes similar subject matter. So that's really how I was thinking about it. So the difficulty was trying to tell the story, but in a relatable way.
How did you choose the plot of your book? Did you decide on the characters first?
So a lot of the characters in the book, like the names, are named after friends and family. So they may not be about them, but I use their names and things like that. So it's kind of easy to come up with the names. So I'll just take any family member that I like or a friend and put their name in. But like the characters and their background and developing that sort of came together by a combination of myself and other people who I know and other kids that I know in Liberia and how they behave. So it was inspired by like my experiences coming to Liberia and also inspired by people in my life.
How did you work with publishers to create John Jay?
Well, I had basically a distribution deal. And what that means is initially I was writing the book with a traditional publisher. And traditional publishers generally pay you up front, sometimes give you an advance, and then like you have to work with their editors and everything so that you can put together the book. And so it's a collaborative thing, but you don't have as much creative control. And so because of that, I decided to instead do a distribution deal. And what that means is that I get full creative control. I can write and edit it the way that I want to. And then I work with distributors who will get the book in places like Barnes & Noble and Amazon and things like that. So that way I can keep my own creative control. Like even for example, the illustration, I was able to work with the illustrator that I wanted and decide, work alongside with the artist to decide exactly what I wanted. And I wanted to have control of the creative process. So it's sort of like a quasi-independent publishing deal with a distributor.
What advice would you give anyone who is interested in environmental justice?
The advice I would give to anyone who's interested in environmental justice, I think the first thing I would do is that learn about the communities that are affected by environmental issues, right? So if you are wanting to be a good advocate to make things equal and fair in communities, you need to learn about the communities. So maybe as a researcher, that's one of the things that I do, right? I'm currently in Liberia. John Jay's home, and I'm here because I'm trying to understand and learn about the communities and their plight with water access. So if you're going to be an advocate for environmental justice, you need to understand how the community is experiencing certain issues, right? So that's my first advice. My second advice is obviously go to school. Learn some of the technical things behind the environment, get good marks or good grades, and then you can focus on different aspects of the environment, either at university or, you know, getting a master's or anything like that. So that's my
We had a lot of questions about life in Liberia. Can you describe what life is like for a young girl in Liberia?
Okay, yeah, I can do that based on, because people live in Africa, there's a lot, it's a huge, you know, in various countries, there are like the city life and just like in the US and then like more of a rural life. So a kid that lives in the city will have a much different experience than someone that lives in the rural area. It's also depending on what sort of resources that are around them will be how they grow up. So I'll say typically for someone like John Jay who lives in the city near a lot of water resources. Well, usually they would get up in the morning. When I say a lot of water resources, I don't mean clean. I mean like, you know, water sources such as like streams and rivers. So John Jay, a typical kid in a city setting would get up during the school year. They would get up normally, maybe do their chores first, and then get ready to go to school. They'll be in school from like 8 o'clock to around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Then they would go home, do more chores sometimes, or sometimes they might do their chores afterwards. Sometimes because Liberia is a very poor country, sometimes they will help their parents work. So maybe their parents might have a business, and so they will help with that. They'll do their homework and then go to bed. And sometimes they play after school, but usually they play on the weekends or, you know, because usually there's so much going on during the week. They have a lot more responsibilities, taking, in most cases, taking care of younger siblings, helping their parents around the house. And in John Jay's case, getting the water. Sometimes that is the case for some kids as well. And then they have to do their homework. So there's a lot going on. There's not that much time for playing a lot. Some do, the more privileged kids do, but that's really reserved for the weekend. Does that make sense?
What's the proudest moment of your career and why?
Oh my gosh, that's a big one. I would say one of my proudest moments actually is having you guys read John Jay. Because one, I'm from Philadelphia and I'm writing a book about something very personal to me, something, my background, my heritage, and for me to be able to share that with students like yourself who have no experience in countries like Liberia, and hopefully you guys enjoying the story. So that's one of my proudest moments. And I think my second proudest moment was probably in my career. I think probably getting into my PhD program and being able to design my own project and having so many opportunities to travel and speak abroad, you know, being here in Liberia. So those are my proudest moments.
What is your favorite thing to do outside of your current job?
My favorite thing at the moment, I love to read. So I'm a part of a book club with friends, and we all read. We read a single book per month, and we meet online when we started during the pandemic and just continued it. The second thing I really like to do now that I'm in Liberia is go to the beach. I'm on the coast, so it's really beautiful on the Atlantic to see, so it's lovely. You just walk to the beach, easy. So I love going there. And then I love traveling as well. I love experiencing different cultures and traveling Europe, Africa, parts of the US.
That's about all the time we have for today. Where can our audience go to see some of your work or follow you on social media and buy your book, JJ?
Thank you. So you can go to my website, www.chantalvictoria.com, and that's spelled just like how my name is spelled, is www.chantalvictoria.com. And I'm on all social media platforms as Shani_V, and that's Channi underscore V as in Victoria. So that's where you can find me, on all social platforms and my website. You can purchase my book, the John Jay series, from my website, but also from third-party retailers such as Barnes & Noble, Audible, and Amazon, and a bunch of places. So thank you guys so much. I really enjoyed this conversation, but I do have a question. What was the favorite thing that you liked about the book? Is there anything that you liked? Who's your favorite character?
Yeah, I like how it speaks about having clean water and trying to protect the water.
Okay, cool. How about you?
I like how Dr. plays kickball and is very persistent about trying to.
Wow. Persistent, I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time and interviewing me.
Thank you for being our guest today. We appreciate it. Come back anytime.
This concludes this episode of Moffitt Tattletale. Be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify and our YouTube channel.
We always try to do our best for Moffitt School Talks All
Thank you.
Where they can be proud to shout out loud the name.